Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Baby Jesus is back in the building at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. This particular display of Christmas trees and a beautiful nativity scene at the White House is a refreshing change in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, starting with President Donald Trump. Celebrating the real reason for the season, he said, you know, when he was a candidate, that we're going to bring Merry Christmas back to the White House. And Matt, it has come back to the White House in full force. This is a beautiful, beautiful nativity scene right there on Pennsylvania Avenue in the White House, along with beautiful decorations of Christmas trees and other kinds of ceremonies to celebrate the season of Christmas.
And what a beautiful display the entire setup is. You see in the media the Christmas trees and the nativity scene. And of course, the mainstream fake news media is up in arms. I heard nothing but negative attacks against the First Lady, against the decor. Absolutely stunningly, objectively beautiful by any objective standard. And they have to find something negative to say.
Right. And, you know, quite refreshing from the previous administration. We tried very hard to get Christmas out of the White House and out of the whole celebration. But even, you know, if you watch the lighting, the tree lighting, I mean, the president shared the gospel. He shared the story of Christmas and he wished America Merry Christmas. Yeah. How refreshing was that?
Amazing. You know, and the Christmas cards that came out of the White House during those 8 years of Obama, of course, wouldn't even say Christmas.
They had like their dogs on them or something,
and you know,
didn't
even,
they?
Yeah. Even with George W. Bush, I remember some Christmas cards that came out of the White House when he was president and just simply said, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Yeah. What a shame.
But not with Donald Trump. That's completely different. But you're right, Matt. I mean, this year, certainly of all years, you know, we've been involved in seeing the news because we are sometimes part of making the news or participating in the news. And when you see that for yourself and then you see what the media prints about it, you realize there's a lot of dishonesty out there in the media.
Oh, absolutely.
But this year has really, I think, helped the general public to realize how dishonest some of the media is and how biased it is. I read an article. In fact, I haven't read any articles in the secular media that I recall that had a positive story about the celebration at the White House. Melania Trump was so elegant. Mm. In giving the video and talking about how all this was beautifully decorated, and you could watch the video, I saw an article that was written about this, and instead of the beauty, they talked about how ghoulish and Frankensteinish it was, and how the shadows from the trees down the hallway were casting this awful kind of aura. And
humbug.
I'm thinking, I'm reading this thing, and I watched the video, and it's like, no wonder why people have distrusted the news, because it certainly is not only fake, but it's very vile and biased.
Well, hate is pouring from every one of their pores. Just like you said, vile, biased. And you saw the First Lady walk in, and there was a table full of these young, beautiful African-American children dressed in kind of Christmas clothing. And these kids, unprompted, got up and just kind of swarmed around the First Lady, hugging her, saying, just in awe of how beautiful she looked and the decorations, and clearly taken by the Christmas season and the entire environment. Yet all the fake news media could do was besmirch this beautiful engagement and these beautiful responses by these children. You didn't hear that. You didn't, you know, you didn't see them widely playing the pictures of them rushing around her and hugging her. And it was just beautiful and sweet and really represented the spirit of Christmas.
It really did. I think you can really begin to see, it's a real tragedy, but you can really begin to see the real anti-Christian, anti-moral bias of many of the media sources, not every reporter, but many of the media sources that just literally want to present something negative. They couldn't have anything positive to say about this administration, many of them. And this was a clear example. This was a very positive story. And it's a great, refreshing change. This is the first year in the White House for President Donald Trump and Melania, the First Lady, and Vice President Mike Pence and his wife and family here at this White House. And I am very refreshed by seeing such a major change, because for 8 years, we had nothing that was refreshing regarding the holiday celebration with respect to Christmas. We had censorship. We had a total blackout, if you will. And now you have it completely different. You know, the president, when he was campaigning, said that he was going to bring a Merry Christmas back to the White House. And you remember a year ago when he was president-elect and he was speaking at different places around the country, that ultimately those states voted for him, and ultimately he won the presidency. He went to give them thanks and speak. Mm-hmm. You remember all the Christmas trees was behind him?
Yes.
And on the lectern it said, Merry Christmas?
Yes.
And do you remember what he said during the campaign? He said, we are stopping cold the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Right.
He said, you know, we're getting near that beautiful Christmas season that people don't talk about anymore. They don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. You go to department stores and they'll say Happy New Year and they'll say other things and it will be red. They'll have it painted, but they don't say it. Well, guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again. It sounds to me like President Trump is a fan of Liberty Counsel's Naughty and Nice campaign.
Yeah, speaking of which, I know there's men out there listening right now that you haven't bought your Christmas present. I know where you're going to be on December 24th. I just know it.
Right around the corner.
You're going to be walking around in the stores, meandering down the hallways, mm-hmm. trying to figure out what is that gift that I should have gotten, but I didn't take time to do it. Well, you can go to our Naughty and Nice list. At least we can help you to find the right stores. You can go to lc.org, and you can download our Naughty and Nice list.
Right, spend your money at those stores that don't censor Christmas, that acknowledge Merry Christmas.
That's right. And don't patronize those stores that want to censor Christmas.
So, and most importantly, tell them why you're not patronizing
exactly.
them. And those that acknowledge Christmas, tell them why you are patronizing them.
You know, let's be courageous. Just like the president has kept his promise. I mean, their first presidential holiday card says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So don't be afraid to do that when you go into a store and spend your money at those stores that acknowledge that as well.
Absolutely. So you can go to lc.org. Also, remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support. Any contribution between now and December 31 will be doubled with our matching challenge grant. But I encourage you to bring Christmas into your home mm-hmm. and also into your home, not just with the celebration of opening presents and Christmas trees and so forth, but literally we have a tradition in our house. On Christmas Eve, we read from the Gospel of Matthew. Mm. And on Christmas morning, we read from the Gospel of Luke. We've done that every year since Anita and I have been married. So for 33 years, we've done that in our family. Make sure that you bring Christ into the Christmas celebration. It's more mm-hmm. than just opening presents. Why are we doing the presents? Well, we got the greatest gift of all. You know, read Philippians chapter 2. Speaking about Jesus, we have the greatest gift of all, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, we want to celebrate it with family, with gifts, but don't forget the real reason why we are celebrating.
Amen.
It's the gift of Christmas, and it's the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And it's a national holiday passed by Congress in the 1800s and endorsed by Congress, celebrating the salvation that we can all receive. Every American can avail his or herself from. Every human being can receive salvation, forgiveness, and the grace of Christ by believing upon him. And that's what Christmas celebrates.
And you remember the Charlie Brown animated cartoon. That's what it's all about.
It's all about Charlie Brown.
That's the reason for the season.
Yes.
That is the essence of Christmas, that Jesus Christ suffered and died, experiencing more suffering and pain than you and I can even imagine, to die in our place to give us all eternal life. Celebrate that with your family and your friends this Christmas season. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. Stand up as we advance family, faith, and freedom. Join us in this cause. Learn more about Liberty Counsel. Sign up for our newsletters and emails. And remember, any gift between now and December 31 midnight, your time zone, will be doubled with our challenge matching grant.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.